Pennsylvania. This is Sounds Like Nonsense, and my name is Roman. And today I have no ideas. I could not find a single thing to base the theme off of, and that thing is rattling behind me, and that will not go away. So why not just listen to a bunch of stuff I haven't had the chance to play yet? This is one off of Morcheeba's second album. It's very relaxing, and it's called The Sea.
Let's go.
That was The Sea by Morcheeba off their second album, Big Calm. Great album if you're into that sort of thing. And up next, I had to make a few compromises for this song. So the official title is Wizard of Meth. I don't know if I can put that on the radio, so I think the safe name is Wizard of Death, because we have a healthier relationship with death than drugs. So I compromised, and I wrote Wizard of Death, D-E-T-H. So that's somewhere in the middle. But first off, a question. What is he going to do with my soul?
He's going to tear your soul from this part of the universe to the other. You will be scattered.
Dreams.
really like that song. It's very glum, though, which leads us to our next song, which I really should have played during the happiness playlist, but I forgot about it until today. So this song is, this guy is fascinating. His name is Daniel Johnston, and he was an independent guy who would make mixtapes and hand them out at the burger restaurant he worked at. One of them got to Kurt Cobain, who liked it so much that he wore one of Daniel Johnston's shirts out in public, and that led to a lot of people finding out about this guy, and then there was a big scramble among the major record labels to sign for him, and they made this album called Fun, and it was a colossal failure. And later in his life, Daniel Johnston switched kind of directions from music to more graphic design, and he ended up partnering with Supreme. So, very interesting life, Daniel Johnston. But here's the debut, the main track off of Fun. This is called Love Wheel. So if you ever want to impress your indie friends with your obscure musical knowledge, just bring up Daniel Johnston, and they will bow and scrape. Up next is probably the saddest Sweet Trip song. It's called Milk off the 2009 album, You Will Never Know Why.
To find
I actually thought about saving that song for if there was ever like a National Beverage Day on Sunday, but then I realized even if that did happen, there's not enough beverage songs in the world to fill an hour. So, you know, throw that away. What would I do? Would I play like Roy Rogers and Shirley Temple? That would be dumb. So this next one is very short, probably the shortest song I've ever played. It is the only song I like off of Mission of Blood by Thrash Bombs. Great album cover, by the way. This is the song I would play when I was delivering whenever I needed to get somewhere very, very fast. I really love that song. I don't know why. I can just listen to that thing over and over again. This one's another oddity. It's a very interesting story about why these guys suddenly got popular again. So this band, Panchico, was a bunch of British guys who back in the year like 2001 made their own album completely independently in their room. And they made like 30 copies of it and then did not take off at all and disappeared. And then someone on the internet got a hold of it, and it had a huge resurgence in 2016. So these guys are back for after like nearly 20 years of hiatus, and they're making music again. So this is the title track off that original album, Death Metal, spelled with a lot of like arrows for no reason. That's a weird one, right? It's kind of cool that it wasn't, like, lost forever. It also kind of makes you think, how much music was just, like, lost forever, just before the internet had everything backed up? It's kind of sombering. Up next is one that I was wanting to play, like, wait for some kind of theme for it, but I wanted to play it a lot, so I decided to just stop waiting. You'll probably recognize the guitar work on this, because it has Ritchie Blackmore from Deep Purple, and then they got the vocals from Dio. This was their team up in the band Rainbow. That was a great song. I'm going to listen to that over and over again. All right. This song is the only other song by Hum that I really like. And I found out about Hum last semester when I did that Astronomy Day episode where I played a bunch of space rock. That, I played Little Dipper, which is not their most well-known song. It's actually this, which is called Stars. It's like their one hit. It's the one song by them that actually went anywhere. And I think Little Dipper's better. I kind of like it more. But this song's cool, too. This is Stars by Hum.
She missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars. She thinks she missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars. Yeah.
So I just remembered that I have bad news about the Sounds Like Nonsense collective song verse. A couple weeks ago, I did that Nick Manchurian Candidate episode where I played a bunch of Cold War songs, and I had a Bulgarian song by Bonka Najdanovna, and I like that song. I wanted to try to like find it again and listen to it, and it is erased off the internet. I cannot find it anywhere. So if anybody out there heard that on the Manchurian Candidate episode, that may be the only time you ever get to listen to that song. So I hope you treasured it, because now it's gone forever. Anyway, this is Destination Unknown by Missing Persons.
Life is so strange when you don't know how can you tell where you're going to. You can't be sure of any situation. Something could change and then you won't die.
This next one's something relaxing that I heard on the big shoegaze playlist I found over the summer. This is a 2016 song by Rosemary Fairweather called Chemicals.
just disappearing too close to imaginary. Can't get out enough for looking up as it comes and goes. How do I get it back? Or really, how do I find a song to sing it out loud? If you know it, then I hope that it doesn't show. Chemicals, chemicals, chemicals. I can hear you. Let me go, let me go, let me go. I can hear you. I was wrong.
This next one is from my dad. He asked me to put it on like 20 minutes before I started up. It's Todd Rundgren with We Gotta Get You a Woman. This one's for you, Pops.
Leroy, boy, is that you? I thought your post-hanging days were through. Sunken eyes and full of sighs. Tell no lies. Get wise. I tell you now, we're gonna pull you through. There's only one thing left that we can do.
We gotta get you a woman. It's like nothing else can make you feel sure you're alive. We gotta get you a woman. We better get walking. We're wasting time talking now.
Leroy, boy, you're my friend. You say how and I'll say when. Come and meet me down the street. Take a seat. It's my treat. You may not ever get this chance again. That empty feeling's just about to end.
Together, cause we gotta get you a woman. It's like
that special one. They may be stupid, but they sure are fun. I'll give it to you while we're on the run, because we ain't got time to get this thing together. Let's hope there's still one left in this whole town, and that you'll take some time to get this thing together, cause
get this thing together, cause
get this thing together, cause we gotta get you a woman. We gotta get you a woman. We gotta get you a woman. And when we're through with you, we'll get me one too.
That was nice. It reminded me a lot of that singer who did Bad Bad Leroy Brown. I forget his name. I think he had a mustache. Next one, Becoming X, title track off Sneaker Pimp's debut album, Becoming X. And afterward, I'm probably going to have time a bit to talk about Squaring the Circle, so stay tuned for that.
You can keep breathing. I
All right, let's talk about Sneaker Pimps a bit. So what you just heard was off their first album, Becoming X, and I think every song off that album is at least very good. That's a really great album. And then after that, the woman you just heard singing, Kelly Ali, left the band, and I think they had a crisis of identity because their next album, Splinters, wasn't as good. And then they restructured a bit, and then they put out Bloodsport a few years later, and they had like same lead singer. They didn't get like another female lead singer. They had a guy this time. And I think Bloodsport was a much stronger album than Splinters. It didn't do very well commercially. Like, the critics didn't like it, but the fans of Sneaker Pimps thought, you know, Bloodsport was a lot better than Splinters. And then they disappeared for a very long time. Bloodsport came out in around 2001, 2002. They did not put out another album until this year. Like, a month ago, they released an album called Squaring the Circle, and I do not care for it at all. It is, like, so much of what makes Sneaker Pimps good is that all of their songs have just so much personality, and Squaring the Circle does not have, like, any personality. You listen to any one of those songs, and it's just so, like, soft and nothing, and nothing's in your face, and it's just, like, devoid of any of the things that made them special with those first three albums. Even Splinters, to a certain extent, and I don't think that was a very good album, it did have a lot of what made them good. It did have personality. It just, the songwriting and, like, the sound they were going for wasn't there yet, because I think they were restructuring. But yeah, that's just why I'm kind of disappointed. Like, Squaring the Circle comes out, people could have been waiting for that for 20 years, and then it just does not live up to any expectations. So that's my two cents on that. Hopefully, now that they're back, they'll be able to restructure again. They've done it before. I'm sure they can put out more good music. But, you know, I cannot in good faith play or advocate anyone listen to Squaring the Circle, unless you're interested in, like, where they went as a band after such a long hiatus. And it's weird, too, because Sweet Trip just put out another album after, like, 10 years of hiatus, and that one was pretty good. So that's not my problem with it. It's like, you can go on a hiatus for a very long time and still make good music, but they didn't. So I guess that's my point. I'm going to sign off now. Next week, I'm going to be on Thanksgiving break, so there will be no episode. And after that, we'll be winding down, so maybe like one or two more episodes in finals week. So thanks for joining me. This has been Sounds Like Nonsense, and I will see everybody in a few weeks. Thank you.